Welcome to Season 2 of Faith in the Cracks. I'm Pastor Karen Wright. We all have cracks in our lives. It's part of being human. God can enter into those cracks and help us grow and transform. And the light of Christ can shine out through those same cracks into the world around us. Just like a plant that grows in the crack in the pavement, God can work within us and new life can sprout. Episode 12, Palm Sunday. Holy Week has begun and we have turned towards Easter. My wife preached on Palm Sunday one time and used Aladdin and the parade of Prince Ali into the palace as an illustration. And in the church, this pomp that goes along with this Prince Ali, and if you think about that song with all of the animals and the elephants and the ostriches and the giraffes and the dancing people and all of that, we build up that pomp. We wave our palm branches. We sing Hosanna. It's a celebratory atmosphere. But sometimes we stop there. We get stuck in that celebration. And if we only focus on that piece, we miss the subversive side of the text. Now, another film that shows a parade as for Palm Sunday is the 1973 version of Jesus Christ Superstar. And it's Jesus and the disciples and other followers waving branches and walking into the city shouting Hosanna. But it also misses part of the point. If you read the gospel accounts, Jesus comes into Jerusalem on a borrowed donkey. He enters the city through a back gate. The parade and Jesus entering on a donkey is mocking Pilate, entering the city through the main gate on a war horse with legions of soldiers leading the way. And while on the other side of town, Pilate is coming into Rome knowing that they are coming into the Passover festival, and so people are coming, the Jewish people are coming to celebrate in Jerusalem. And so Pilate and Rome are making a show of power. This is a reminder to all of the people in Jerusalem that Rome is in charge. And so the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees are nervous about Jesus and his band of followers who are coming in through a back gate with Jesus riding on a donkey, with people shouting Hosanna, which means save us, and waving palm branches in their own little parade through the city. But the people wanted a Messiah who would overthrow Rome. That was what they hoped Jesus would be, that Jesus would be this king to come in and take on Rome, to free them from the oppression. But Jesus comes in with a different kind of saving power than what anyone expects. And so we end up with a tension that oftentimes in church, if we just stick to waving our palms and shouting Hosanna, that we miss. We miss that turn that marks Jesus being in a whole different place. That the sense of power and the sense of ruling and what the world looks like is different. Because Jesus is coming to bring about the kingdom of God and not overthrow Rome. So as we enter this Holy Week, let us be reminded that as we wave our palm branches, that we are celebrating with an unlikely king. We celebrate with the one who rides in on a donkey and not a war horse. One who comes in with followers, waving palm branches, not legions of soldiers. But we come because this is the one who can save us from all the worldly powers, but bringing us into the kingdom of God. Until next time. Thanks for listening. New podcasts are released every Monday. If you like the show, share it with a friend or scroll to the bottom of the episode description and support the show for the cost of a cup of coffee once a month. You can also check out my webpage at faithinthecracks.com. As you go through your week, remember, you are a child of God and you are loved. May God seep into the cracks and bring forth new life.